This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
You're listening to the Mid-Morning Show with me, Kelvin, and Maggie over there.
Yep.
And we have in the studio Peter Vale from the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. Good morning, Peter.
Hello, Kelvin. Thanks for inviting me.
No problem at all. So how are things going over there at the Steam Railway?
Really good. Obviously, this time of year is our sort of close period. We operate up to the end of October, and we had a very busy week at the end of October with the Halloween-type activities.
All right.
But then...
Spooky.
Yeah. And then effectively we closed down almost it might appear closed down, but it's a huge amount of stuff going on.
Oh, I know. Yes.
And so November is a quiet period in terms of visitors, but then it all starts again for our Santa specials and other Christmas activities.
Ooh, exciting. Actually, just to back you up on that, and I know I don't need to, but I've been up there a couple of times during the last few weeks for other reasons, and it looks like there's nothing happening until you actually get in there and you think there's people working on engines, there's people working on track, there's people in the offices doing everything you have to do. It's quite busy, but there's no visitors.
Well, no, and to be honest, that period is just so important to us. You know, there's so much that we just sort of have to hold back to do, and we have a very sort of carefully planned program of works, if you like, to get through during this window in November, and we have a similar window in sort of January, February and half of March when we're not running trains. But just so important just to have that little bit of breathing space, really, just to catch up and do everything, because as a working railway we have to operate to the same rules, regulations and instructions as the big railways.
Yes. Yes, you have a light railway license, is it?
That's what you have. Light railway order is what we operate to, which means exactly that. We have to comply to all the big railway rules.
Yes, light railway doesn't refer to the weight of the trains, if anybody's wondering.
I wasn't wondering.
No, but how can you have an enormous steam engine being on the light railway? But it's about the speeds you can do and things like that.
It is, yes.
So we went on the Swanage Railway.
Oh, yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Well, we weren't that impressed.
Oh, really?
Having been spoilt by the Isle of Wight Railway and how everything's on time and the people are well-dressed and whatever, the trains weren't on time, people weren't that well-dressed.
It's a slightly different railway to ours. I mean, obviously, it's extremely, extremely popular because of the location and so on.
Well, but I think we've been spoiled.
Dare I say, I agree with you. it's a different sort of railway. But the thing is, we're absolutely unique because we run these Victorian and Edwardian carriages.
Yes.
Mm. Whereas, you know, the likes of the Swanage and, you know, lots of other preserve railways run carriages called Mark 1s, which are sort of from the 1950s,
yes.
60s.
Yes.
And gosh,
the carriages were nice. But it's just the people, they weren't that well dressed, they weren't that bothered, they weren't that committed. Unlike your team.
I've got to say that we've really sort of worked hard on what I call the attention to detail.
Mm.
And the visitor demands are quite, understandably, you know, it's quite a thing, really, that we do get it right.
Yeah.
And so what we've been doing in terms of, I mean, so many preserve railways you'll go to and you'll probably see heaps of scrap and all that sort of thing. And notoriously, you know, they're just not tidy places, not Haven Street, not our railway. We just, we have got our heaps of scrap. Actually, our heaps of scrap we've got for a reason, and most are either tucked away or we've got interpretation to explain what it's for and what we're going to do with it.
Mm.
And actually, within the preserve railway industry, we're almost admired for the way we manage that. So completely spotted that, but it's good.
It is something you notice about other preserve railways, is that there's always a bunch of old stuff sitting around somewhere with nothing compared to be done. But yours is, I don't say it's so tidy it doesn't look lived in, but it looks like a working railway and it is neat and tidy and it is a proper visitor experience.
Absolutely. And even, you know, what we call the big boy railways, you know, some of the major, the North Yorkshire Moors and Seven Valleys and so on, very often you'll sort of set off out of a station and you've got half a mile of going past, you know, what appears to be derelict carriages and different parts, different bits of rolling stock.
Mm.
But, you know, with us, fortunately, we've managed to tuck ours out of the way.
It's got to be there somewhere, but it's not necessarily got to be on view.
Yeah, and anyone who's been to Haven Street and been to our Train Story Discovery Centre, we actually make a bit of a story of the derelict carriages.
Mm. Yeah.
And we've got a number on display, which are completely untouched. You know, they are complete wrecks, but they do tell a story.
Absolutely,
of this is where we start, and this is what we try and restore.
We have been spoilt, haven't we here on spoiled. The island. Yes.
So, you are now running or ramping up for the Santa specials.
Yes, we're working extremely hard. We've got Santa arriving on the first day. Actually, is. Saturday 3rd of December.
He's a busy lad, isn't he?
I don't know how he does it, really.
No, me neither.
But anyway, so we've got a team of elves and a team of ladies called the Grottettes, which means that they set up the grotto all ready for Santa's arrival. Mm-hmm. And so they are, honestly, as I left just now, we were having to give them cakes to keep them going.
Oh, I should think so too.
But they're doing a great job, and I must say, it's looking wonderful.
Now, the Santa's grotto, for my sins, I haven't been actually into the bit which is full of what's it called? Christmas decorations.
Well, every decoration you could think of.
Well, we call it the Winter Wonderland.
Yes.
But yeah,
I've been in for a few years, but it was a sight to behold the last time I went.
It's a very busy area in terms of that, like, you just don't know where to look, to be honest, because there is so much to see in there. It's great.
Lots of moving things and noisy things.
Oh goodness, yes.
I think
for
children of all ages, that's one of the big attractions. Is there's lots of light and colour and movement in there.
Oh yes, it's really.
It was Christmas in one place, I think.
Yeah, and again, we've got a great team who, you know, they spend, you know, good part of the year just scouring for new things to put in there and different things.
Yeah.
And so it's really good. Yeah. Yeah.
It comes across as a labour of love by somebody.
It is, yeah, yes. Yeah. I mean, I could name names, but there's so many people involved in it. And, literally, as we ran on the Saturday just before Halloween, we ran an evening freight train,
right.
And on the Sunday when that was over, which was actually our last operating day, this team immediately moved in and made a start.
Oh wow!
It's that length of time.
It is, yes. Yeah.
So you scared them into doing something then.
Absolutely,
the
yeah. So all of November is just taken up with this.
Okay. So, well, it is worth going to. I mean, when I was up there recently, and there were some prep going on for things outside of the. On the outside grounds as well,
yeah,
things being constructed. But they say 3rd and 4th, Saturday the 3rd, Sunday the 4th is your first weekend.
Yes.
And that's when the trains start running about from Haven Street, 10:35.
Yeah, we have every day we have four trains, and what our visitors do is they book themselves onto a particular train, so they are tied to the train time, but the time that they go and into the Winter Wonderland, visit Santa, that's up to them. We've also got a marquee at the back where there's all various types of entertainment going on, magician and so on.
Wow.
And we have a Christmas market in there as well, with some, you know, really quite nice little Christmassy gifts. And we even have children's roundabout in there, so
I think we got to go.
We're definitely going. Well, we are going.
You are going.
We are going Saturday the 3rd.
No, but we got to go to it.
Yeah, we got to go as a couple to go. But Saturday the 3rd, we are doing an outside broadcast. So that will be fun. I know I've got one or two presenters who are saying, can we go? Well, yeah, only you've got to actually present a radio show as well. So you've got four trains a day, and they run the whole length of the line.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's all the way from Haven Street up to Smallbrook, back through Haven Street, up to Wootton. And so the actual full round trip and from Haven Street back to Haven Street is around about 1 hour.
Mm. Now, what I like about the trains in the winter, and this is going to sound really nerdy, but they're heated by steam.
Yes.
And if it's nice and cold, you can see the steam coming out from the couplings between the coaches.
That's right.
And it looks that's just that bit more magical when the weather's cold.
Oh, yes. I mean...
Well, it is magical.
And I'm not sure, because I think Haven Street's in a little dip as well, you know, often in winter, there's a little layer of mist around, and it really is quite nice. It's lovely.
So we've got the Santa specials. They're running each weekend.
Yes, they're running each weekend. So 3rd and 4th, 10th, 11th, 17th, 18th. But then we're operating daily from the 21st... until Christmas Eve the 24th.
So you can actually get a Santa special on Christmas Eve?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. That's got to be a magical experience for
and I must say, we do have vacancies at the moment, but...
Not for long, you suspect.
Not for long. Yeah. It's always Christmas Eve that sells out first.
The price of this at the moment, because there's some other things on this leaflet I've got in my hand here, which we'll go into in a moment, but the price of this is now £15 per adult.
That's booked online, yeah, that's right. And that's for... for the 3rd, 4th, 10th and 11th,
mm-hmm.
and there's a slightly higher price, which is £17 for adults, just on the run-up to Christmas.
Okay.
And then there's reduced prices for children and infants as well. So,
okay.
It's all on our website, actually, so...
So, and you've got on the 17th, you've got a festive Calvary dinner.
Yes, ooh. This is a thing we do about three times a year. Our catering team pull out all the stops to provide a lovely Calvary. The one thing we can't do is we can't do dining trains.
Oh. No.
You've mentioned the Swanage Railway, the Bluebell, Midhands. You know, lots of these railways do these lovely dining trains.
They do, yes.
Unfortunately, we can't do that, and the question's often asked why, and it's all to do with the history of railways on the Isle of Wight, and that is, there was never dining cars on the island, because...
Oh. So it's not authentic.
Well, no, and journeys were always fairly short on the island, and, you know, we try to be extremely accurate with any restorations we do. And so any thought of converting a carriage into a dining car is just not going to happen.
No.
Our heritage police, as we affectionately call them, would not allow it.
It would be out of place, wouldn't it?
It would be out of place. And so so our way around that is to do a Carvery evening where our guests enjoy sort of a really quite nice Carvery meal with some live music, and either before or after they've eaten, they get a full ride on the round trip on the train.
Nice.
Which of course is in the dark, so
excellent.
It's not a thing that we often get.
Even more romantic.
And Boxing Day.
Boxing Day, yes.
For you to recover.
It's quite a nice thing on Boxing Day, because I think a lot of people just want to get out and get some fresh air and we do actually provide a mince pie and a festive drink, which is a mulled wine for the adults. So that's included in the ticket price on Boxing Day.
Nice.
Actually, mulled wine and mince pies is given to all adults during the Santa specials, and kiddies get own little thing as well. So that happens throughout. So again, quite a nice thing,
isn't it, Jess?
And then finally, we've got New Year's Day, 1st of January. We've got
New Year's Day is pretty much just a standard operating day, but again, it's just a nice,
it's a nice thing to do.
Nice thing to do,
see,
and to
the
get
new
out
year that way.
Yeah.
And what we tend to find is lots of island residents have family over to the island, and it's just a bit of a tradition that on New Year's Day they
take them out.
They come out to the steam railway.
Good
so
idea.
We see the same faces year in, year out, which is rather nice.
Excellent. So the best way for people to do this is to book it online.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but book online, and all the details are there. We've got quite a nice, easy booking system. You'll actually reserve not only the time of your train, but a compartment, so that'll be all ready for you. We have a number of seats in each compartment, so we get those filled up so that everyone knows where they're going. That's what we try to
do. So it's nice and straightforward, no rushing around.
That's right.
And what's the web address?
The
web address? What's the online address?
Oh, right, okay, yes. Yeah, so www.iwsteamrailway.co.uk.
That's iwsteamrailway.co.uk. And,
yes.
Right, do you want to talk about this as this?
Well, yes. I mean, we've had quite a nice link up actually with Vectis Radio for For a number of months now, actually, which is working quite well. And as Calvin's mentioned, we had rather a nice outside broadcast early in the year, which I know you chaps enjoyed, but we did as well, actually.
Yeah. That's good.
And the best bit is, as you said, you're coming back on the 3rd of December.
10 till 1, Saturday the 3rd, we'll be there live, so you can come and see us, and I'm sure Peter will be there being interviewed again.
Oh, I'm sure I will. I'm always there.
Peter never goes home.
Well, actually, it's the first day of the Santa special, so I want to go and see Santa, actually.
Of course
so
you
I'll be there. But yes, we've donated a family ticket to Vectis Radio. Do what you like with.
Well, we will run a competition to win it. I think it's the best thing to do.
I think that's what you'll do, yeah.
The station manager is currently on break, but we will discuss that as soon as he gets back. But that's very generous of you, Peter.
Thank you very much.
And we'll get that done. And I think if we can get whoever it is, if they can make it on the 3rd, then we can welcome them in at the outside broadcast as well.
Yes.
But that's not compulsory. They can come in if they like, of course.
Absolutely.
But so, iwsteamrailway.co.uk. We'll get you onto the website. You can book all your tickets, and it's not a bad price, I have to say. For the average steam running day, it's £15 for adult, £11 per child, and the Christmas carvery is £34.95. That's a carvery.
That's pretty good, yeah.
And £19.95 per child. Online booking is not available for that one. You have to ring them up, 822204.
That's just for the carvery.
That's just for the carvery, 882204. That's in the restaurant, of course, there, isn't it?
It is in the restaurant.
It's a nice restaurant, that, too.
But as I say, you know, the train ride's all part of that package as well, yes. So that's included in the price.
That's pretty
excellent.
Good price,
so Santa
isn't
special
it?
Starting a couple of weeks' time now. Was it 2 weeks Saturday?
Not long, is it?
Yes.
Saturday, I think that is the 3rd of December.
Something like that.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I must mention as well that during the Santa specials, our train story discovery centre's open as well.
Good.
And the shop, of course.
And the shop.
And the shop is wonderful.
For your presence, for the railway enthusiasts in your life, and the children who like railway stuff, you're going to have Thomas the Tank Engine bits in there for sure, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. So there's plenty of things for Christmas gifts in that shop, plus a magical experience for you and your children on the Santa specials. It's really, really good. And if it's a nice, cold, crisp day, there's nothing better, in my view. It'll be a really, really magical experience.
And if your children haven't seen Christmas decorations in great, vast amounts, go there, because they're just everything, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
Everything you can think of, the moves and twinkles.
It's a fantastic place to go. So that's the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. Haven Street is the place to be from Saturday the 3rd, weekends up to Christmas, the week leading up to Christmas itself.
And Christmas Eve.
That's going to be fantastic. Thank you very much for coming in, Peter.
Pleasure. Thank you to both of you.
www.vectisradio.com